Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the All Out NRL Fantasy Podcast. A better week for All Out this week, fellas. We are still 22,000th, and we've just checked the team list for round six and a bit later this podcast, and the NRL is dead again.
Yeah, I want to cry.
Just with All Out, it's a long season.
It is a long season, and we haven't hit panic stations yet, but we are all wearing different codes of jerseys because I can't get over some of the decisions made in TLT this week, so we're riding. We're all wearing different.
Who has the best jersey?
I'm a big West Ham guy. I've never actually watched a game, but
yeah, I'm big on Al Hilal. Like, massive fan. It's their year.
He's not a terrorist.
Yeah. I'm sure the Reds are going to get up this week against who we're playing. I believe we're playing the Moana Pacific.
Who cares about rugby union, bro? Let's get back to NRL.
Appreciate both codes.
We're the best team in the state at the moment. Anyway, All Out team. Did not too poorly on the weekend.
We're growing.
761 points.
Baby steps.
Look, we're Captain Fogarty, and when we were watching on Sunday night, we were pulling hairs out after we were going to go either Grant or Ponga.
I think our problem this year is we've got too many cooks in the kitchen.
We have too many
brains, too much knowledge of fantasy, and we just can't get a consensus.
What we need is a data analyst to really fine tune all our decisions for clarity.
We need the guy off Moneyball.
We do Moneyball. We need Moneyball guy. We do. But we only got 761. I'll have a quick look at the All Out League because I didn't do it on the Monday. Things happened. Anyway, let's have a look at this. And Isaiah is leading the All Out League, currently ranked 37th overall as well. So keep cooking there, mate.
Congratulations, Isaiah.
He captained Drinky. So I think you have Drinky, don't you, mate?
Oh, of course I do. He's a stud.
That's a respectable pod.
Yeah, I've had him all year. He was a bit stinky at the start, but he stopped saying stinky. He's getting a lot better every single game. And he got 81, so there you go.
Yeah, fair enough, mate. Good job. And yeah, not really much else to report. Karaz and RTS still stinking it up, despite RTS scoring like every week. So, I mean, trouble still for us, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We move.
We do move. And good thing you said
that. We've said that about 20 times.
We do move though. Team list this week, boys. A few shocks that we'll get to. But let's start off the rank with the Knights and the Roosters. Frizzell's out, which means Lucas gets the starting spot again. Callum Ponga, boy, has been impressed with him.
Very impressive. I bought him a couple of weeks ago when he bottomed out in price, but I think he's officially back again. So
he is so back. I wish I got him myself. I got Turbo instead. Can't be mad after he performed really well. 66. But Ponga is just simply going to be a gun.
That just proves maybe looking at, you know, favourable matchups are a bit overrated. He eats against Penrith and then struggles against the Red V.
Yeah, yeah. For the Roosters, Teddy's obviously out, so Marnie goes to fullback. And the biggest one out of here that we touched on last week, Angus Crichton, he's a must-have this week. Absolute must-have. And I'm sure everyone was worried about Terrell May's minutes on the weekends, fellas. Do we have an excuse for that yet, or was it just a one-off?
I heard rumours that he missed the team bus, which, like, if you're in a close game and trying to win, and that's your reasoning to not put one of your best players on, maybe Robbo's lost it.
Maybe, you know.
With respect.
There's a culture guideline there, and Robbo, when it comes to winning, winning is culture.
They're in the mud now.
So, yeah, they lost the Doggies in a disappointing rain-affected game.
Feel bad for all the Dominic Young owners as well. negative.
Shout out, Ellis.
Imagine some blood captaining him, having Sammy Walker and Teddy.
Yeah, exactly. Now, also, before we move on, if for Teddy owners, I know this will be a massive question, what are we doing if you own Teddy, if you own him?
I'd sell him. I reckon he could be out for 2 weeks.
I have him. I'm not selling, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Just because I know I want Cleary next week.
Yeah.
You've got to pick between Cleary and Hines, and he's probably going to be the easiest way.
I think he could be out with his history. He could be out more than 1 week, so I'd be selling him.
Also, Origin around the corner too, and I'm guessing he'll be captaining them again, although arguably he shouldn't, but, you know, I'd probably be selling him if you want to get one of those big boys in.
Mm-hmm. Now, the man who we've been listening to this podcast, Connor Burnshaw, he sold Sam Hughes in the All Out team and kept Joe Chan. And Joe Chan, he's 18th man. So
I liked Dawes logic, but it failed him.
It did. It's what's that guy's name from the Raiders, the hooker?
Levi.
No, Wolford. Wolford gave that sort of vibes. Anyway, that's an inside joke.
Wasn't expecting.
Not really much else to report from the Storm. If you got Jerome Hughes after Cleary went down, good on you, because he's been eating lately. And well, for the Doggies, fellas, is changes a mass here. Stephen Crichton moves to the back, which is disappointing for us, because I thought Karaz might be going back there.
I think Karaz would look great at fullback for that team. But Crichton needs the ball more.
Crichton needs to be their fullback. Yeah. I think it's good as like actual from a like, team perspective.
I'd say Taff has been all right this season, but Crichton's been a bit underwhelming, so you gotta have your best player getting the ball more.
And look, Sammy Hughes still on bench. It's quite a disappointing cash cow there that we got at the start of the season. Chris Patolo. Look, I'm sure you're great, Chris, but give Sammy Hughes some minutes for us, fellas. Jeez. But yeah, nothing really else to report for the Storm. I mean, Pappenhausen had an off game, but I'm sure he'll be back this week.
He's firing. The definition of like you just hit so big or you just miss. Yeah. It's nothing in between.
For the Bronx and the Dolphins, Reece Walsh is back early. What's your thoughts on that, boys? Are you gonna?
I'm over the moon with that as an actual fan. But in terms of fantasy, I think he's still going to lose a lot of money because of the last game. He scored like, probably single digits, right, before he got injured. So he's going to lose a lot of money before he goes up.
Mm. Question, who's more valuable to the Broncos, Walsh or Reynolds?
Reynolds.
I think I agree.
100%.
Like when he got injured, they just didn't look the
same.
It
does also help that we have Tristan as a backup who's very class. And I'd say Madden isn't like as influential.
Jockey Madden, he's an interesting player.
He's got potential.
One thing with Saylor, great player, but you need to put the kick away, the crossfield kick.
Yeah, wow.
Finns are winning this Friday.
I disagree. I'm glad Tristan's on the interchange as well. Good to see.
Yeah.
I think the Finns aren't the real deal. I think they've had a
I think they're massive frauds.
They've had a very favourable draw.
You know what? They said the same about the Cows, and we'll be back. Anyway, Tessie New is back. The man that I started with, I should have kept him because he is back in for his second game of the year. Herbie's obviously out with an injury there. Not really much else to report on for the Finns. They've been elite.
I'll just say, if any listeners just tuned off after hearing that you got Tessie New to start the season, I don't blame them at all.
I don't want to hear it from you, mate.
I think you missed Tony Milford. He's on the bench for the Finns. What a big, big, big inclusion for them.
You know what? I might buy him.
He's so back.
Shawnee Johnson went off last week for the Warriors. He faces Manly this week.
Once again, a few weeks ago, you said SJ is a buy for the half. We're just hitting everything, aren't we?
I know. We are actually cooking.
We're helping everyone else, and we're not performing.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got an inconsistent strike rate.
Our takes isn't a reflection of the all-out team. Yeah. Like,
the thing about just our takes and not guess certain Christian Mills who suggested Gutho and Aaron Clark, and we're quite good.
He's fired, by the way. He's not coming back.
Benny Trbojevic. Now, he was named at lock and also the centers this afternoon on NRL app. But he is in the centres. I wouldn't be playing Burbo if he had to.
I think his average in centres is like, if I had to guess, like 18. That's just a guess, obviously. But like,
and his average in second row is about 20. Yeah, so it's not much better.
Bro gets through zero work in centres.
Yeah.
So.
It is a disappointing.
He's got silky hands, Burbo. So might get a try assist.
Not really much else to report there as well. It's really a dud TLT until we get to this, because it's a major blow for, it says here, 49,000 fantasy coaches, with Blaze Talagi set to be dropped. Well, is dropped. So
I think Brad after...
Where did the glasses go, bro?
I was looking at the team list and my eyes started hurting.
Clark
Kent. Brad Arthur, I think his youngest son might be a fantasy player and he's in his ear or something. Something's going on there. Either his youngest son didn't get Blaze into his team, or like, how can he possibly pick Harper?
That's ridiculous
over,
to me.
Like, one of your youngest, brightest stars. It's questionable.
And Talagi had such a good first game. Obviously, it was a bit poo last game. But, like, bringing in Morgan Harper, it's just like, what is going on?
Yeah, and Bryce Cartwright's back, which means Ryan Madison moves back to the bench. So he was looking like a buy. He is not. Fino Fuiaki keeps his spot. I bought him in my own team, and he's just been mid.
Bit of a face palm if you hold him. It's just like, he's just just not performing.
He did gain you like 40K though. So
yeah. Could be worse.
Is 40K worth a trade-in? I'm not sure, Mick. I'm not sure.
Is Scott Drinkwater worth a trade-in? 750K?
Or is that just so many wing fullbacks. There's so many wing fullbacks. That's the problem.
I think he's still classified as a pod. 5.8%.
Yeah, I agree. He gets a lot of usage.
That's what I mean. He's pretty much a halfback for that team. So.
And I don't think the Eels team will be pretty this weekend.
I know Ruben Cotter performed very, very well as well. So yep. good job to everyone who held him.
Well, one fullback that is playing this week is Jai Gray in replace of Latrell Mitchell, who got 230K here for Jai Gray. 3 weeks in the spot. Can we see him as a buy-in potentially or just like, nah, not worth it?
I saw he's averaging 55 in the New South Wales Cup on fantasy as well. So obviously he must be getting involved. But once again, that is the New South Wales Cup.
Mm.
230K you could, but for 3 weeks, like it's just an unwritten rule. Like unless he's scoring like big scores.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Like if he comes in and performs really well and you missed out on him, I think he'll probably keep his spot.
Mm.
I could see Latrell going to the centres.
I actually agree. I think that's where he should be, my opinion.
Yeah.
And Peter Mamzoulis, is that how you say that name? Mamzoulis?
Yeah.
He is in for Damien Cook, so
that's shocking.
If I was an Appy Coruscant owner right now, I'd be very nervous because I think he's going to be playing Origin.
100%.
Oh, Appy, yeah.
Robson, I reckon?
I think Robson, but I think Wade Egan might be a smoky.
That is very, very true.
He's a class player, especially around the ruck. And I think in Origin, little nifty stuff like that's key.
Yep. And for the Sharks, they're off a bye, and Kale Oro kept his spot, 268K. So it could be a sneaky little buy there. Is Talakai playing?
Another one thing about Oro, he has aura.
He does have aura. And Talakai's on the bench as well, so that says something as well.
That's enough for me.
There's just too many terrible centers this year. Just don't get them. Like, just stop getting centers. I promise you, you'll regret it.
Yeah. Only consistent one really is Val.
Yeah, and like Manu. Manu hasn't been consistent, but he's like average is good. He's playing fullback this week. So
Tigers drags. John Bateman is out injured. Now, he looks like to be a bye in a couple of weeks' time with his head knock. No Galvin still. And the man that Flats touched on, Stefano Utikamanu, he's been eating at recent times. He got 74. I think he averages about 60.
Yeah.
So he's looking like a nice sort of buy there.
Benji's unlocked him. Like, he played 67 minutes. I think they might have had a couple of injuries, but
Penhas Jr.
If he's playing 60 minutes and, like, he's a genuine PPM beast.
680K as well. He's still, like, really, really cheap.
Yeah, that's, like...
If you want to get him in, this is the week to do so.
He's getting, like, a couple of 50s there. He'll probably gain, like, 100K.
And there's a bit of a pot on the other side of the field there, boys, with Jack DeBellin. He's, like, getting higher in 50, 60 points every week with JDB. So there's another little mid option.
On the interchange, though.
He is on the interchange.
They always do a late mail and change him to starting, but... the Dragons aren't really that appealing with anyone in terms of fantasy. Like, I'm looking at the team.
I thought they were going to put Lomax at fullback this week, but that was just rumours.
He's playing his best footy as soon as he decides to leave.
Exactly. He had a little stint at fullback as well, and he was actually playing really well.
Thanks, Zach.
Oh, well.
And last game of the round, boys, Raiders Titans. Now Strange had a belter of a game on the weekend and only got 46 points, but he still continues to rise with a break even of 6. Danny Levi continues to score tries somehow and only get 30 points. He's a bit like RTS with his 40s, but he's still making money. Rappin is out, which hurts me big time. And Zachy Hosking is back, who's averaging 55. So if
is
he kept
Hosking
him.
Starting?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I told a few people in DMs to sell him.
Now, I just want to
apologize.
I want to touch on the man, the myth, Smithies, because he was quite elite on the weekend. Played 80 minutes, got 60 selling points.
I think everyone sold him this week.
I think everyone sold him, but all that kept him. And we just knew something about Smithies.
And now Corey Horsburgh is injured, so that's like one of the great holds.
It's one of the great holds, yeah. For those that we told him to sell in the DMs, we were right, but we were just dumb enough to
logically
keep him.
He was a sell.
Look, I love to use the word logic. I think stats backed it up as well. When he was playing decent minutes, he wasn't performing.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened on the weekend.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the field there, boys, David Fifita, he was actually quite good on the weekend. And he didn't really get involved in my eyes at all, but he still got like 55 points.
I don't think he didn't get involved. I think he took a lot of carries. I just don't think he was at his explosive best. But like the work rate, I think, was promising.
Yeah. So. Well, what's he right at now for feeder?
He's 825K.
He's excellent.
He's one of my favorite players to watch.
And he's like, just a fantasy stud. And like, if he gets overlooked for Origin again somehow, like he could be a good pod. I'm guessing he's a pod because no one would have had him at the start of the year.
He's like, the only issue with him is I think he'll get 50s, but the Titans are so bad.
They're so trash.
Don't expect like.
And you got to get Cleary back as well. Like that's your number one priority. That's
another thing as well. And I'm sure a lot of people are getting Gus Bus. That's an edge.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people have KPP, another edge. Like.
Well, that's TLT done, boys. I know there's a few buys that we'll touch on in the Buy, Hold, Sell podcast, but is there anyone looking at that you're going to buy this week?
I was looking at young Chevy Stewart for the Raiders. Like he's starting fullback, but obviously if it's same as one of the other cheapies we touched on earlier, he might only get limited weeks despite being really, really cheap. Do we know how long Rapana's out for? Is that three?
Like a week.
Oh, 1 week. Disregard then.
I actually don't know how long.
Yeah, well, I guess...
Is 1 week?
No, but the fact that like he came back and he finished the game has me thinking that he'll be back.
It's either a week or 6 to 8.
Yeah. Well, I guess that'll be a massive question. So maybe he's in a void for now and wait and see.
My headache this week, I'm sure a lot of people have it, is... Do you do a big trade to get Hines in this week, or do you wait and just get Cleary next week?
Yeah, right.
Because like both are just as good as each other, and you can't really afford both.
Yeah. You make a good point. It's just like, who do you sell? Because like, if you don't have the money, then the only people that I got to sell is Wong and Rapana.
Look, he's my favorite player, but Adam Elliott, you're gonna have to go blood. your ball playing to go too blood. Elite. You're gonna start carrying it.
He has to go blood.
Yeah.
There's a lot of red dots in my team. I won't be able to field a full team once again, which is disappointing. So I can't even trade. I've still got Cleary. I can't even trade him to get Hines because I just have to trade all the bums that aren't playing. So
I think, Cord, you have him. Frustrating player. All that has him as well. Karaz is so frustrating.
He is frustrating.
Like, do you hold? He could pop off.
Well... We sort of went against our logic when we won the competition of getting forwards. We just stacked our team with backs, and it really hurt us. So, like,
yeah,
if you were going off recent history in years of fantasy, we went against the history, and it's costing us. So, I don't think Karaz is a sell. I definitely wouldn't be buying him. I just think there's too many issues around.
Lesson learnt in fantasy: if you're going to get a mid-ranger, just make sure they're a forward, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There's no point getting like a winger, fullback, center, mid-ranger, like a Suli, or like even like a Gutho. You'd rather just get a forward who'll get your 50s every week.
Well, Karaz does play the first bye, I think. Yeah, he does. So like, that's one of the great reasons to hold him, in my opinion, because the bye rounds overall, like if all that team can start getting to like 10,000 maybe before the bye round, then we're like, okay, we've got some stacked players here for the bye. Then you know we'll be back in no time. So I'd be holding him. I wouldn't be selling him. We got too many issues everywhere else to afford to sell him. But
yeah, it's also another point. It's getting to that point where Origin is around the corner. So everyone you trade in, keep an eye on whether they will be playing Origin or you think that they will, because you're gonna get them in and then they might just miss three games. So maybe those players like Sean Johnson and stuff are gonna start becoming so valuable.
I can foresee a lot of players in the back end of the season just out of trades really early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Benz, do your weekly plug and we will wrap it up here.
Weekly plug. None of us are wearing the hat right now, but it is really gorgeous. I promise. Like, you should go check it out. And the other podcast, if you want to see it.
If you actually look up best color combos, I'm pretty sure cream and dark green is like top three.
It's not a coincidence. We did thorough research to get the sexiest hat out on the market.
We got analysts in.
Exactly. But once again, if you want to support us, go buy a hat. Obviously, you don't have to, but we would appreciate it. And that's my plug done.
Goodbye, anything else? Everyone.
Goodbye.